The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
8 o'clock in the morning Central Time. That means it's 9 o'clock on the East Coast. For those of you just joining us on WKDW Radio, the FM station, community radio in Northport, Florida, we appreciate you joining us. Now hooked on to the Power Hour. Listening to us down there in Southwest Florida, a giant-sized audience. I know you normally were listening to soft jazz and it was putting you to sleep mid-morning, and now you get to listen to us. You know, there's so much controversy, and I'll tell you something. The first time I had my enlightenment is when I was driving down Rampart Boulevard in Port Charlotte, Florida, and past the Kingsway Golf Course, and I saw this long line of cars. It was about five car wide and probably 30, 40 car lengths long. And I saw all these ambulances at the other end, and they were driving through tents. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my God, all these people have bought into this stuff. They've just let the stuff out of the gate, and people are trusting science. And, man, oh, man, oh, man, I was freaking out. I had my enlightenment at that point in time, and that's when I started really digging down and doing the heavy research into what was going on behind the jab. And this is what it is. It's not a vaccine. It's a jab. And I have a victim on the line here. If you are watching us on video stream, Mike Donio, Michael J. Donio, is a scientist. And basically, he lost his job. He's one of these people that just said, I'm not taking that. And they said, okay, you're fired. Did I put that right? Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And so now, here's the thing. Michael's got 20 years of experience, 15 years in biotech and big pharma. He's got this drug discovery ranging from target identification through preclinical and IND enabling studies. He's a team player with strong organization and communication skills. He's got a website called stillinthestorm.substack.com. And if people go to Substack, what do they find when they go look at that website?
They'll find a lot of my thoughts on, well, a lot of things related to science. I'm starting to share a lot of my personal experiences and thoughts about, well, certainly things relating to COVID, but I want to go even beyond that.
Okay, so beyond COVID, the thing is that, you know, now this shift show is going on in D.C. right now, and everybody wants to go out, and they want to have a hearing, and they want to expose where the jab, where it all came from. And I think pretty much most of America's figured it out if they've been paying attention. Now, a lot of people are still going, getting boosters and stuff, and you basically said no to the whole thing. Do you feel better for making your decision like many of us did?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I have zero regrets whatsoever, even though, you know, I did turn down a long career and a hefty salary, but there's no amount of money that they could have paid me to have made me take that. And I just knew I needed to stick to my beliefs on this. And so, yeah, no regrets whatsoever.
I'm just kind of curious, do people that you work with that did take the jab, have you lost any of them? Do you keep in contact with them, and are they dropping dead?
I have not kept in contact with most of them. There was one or two that I did for a bit, and I hadn't heard of anybody that had any really significant issues like that. But I was, as far as I knew, it was a relatively small company, and I was, as far as I knew, the only one that didn't comply. So, which kind of surprised me, but maybe.
Wow,
not.
The only person in the whole company that wouldn't take the jab, and all of a sudden they just said, well, we don't need you anymore. It's like, God, you guys are cutting off your nose to spite your face, and now everybody at some point in time in the future is going to pay for this, because now they have a new condition. It's called SADS. You know, I'm just like, You know, isn't it amazing how they just invent something out of nowhere when the insurance company is reporting all the bean counters are like, hey, you know, why are these people dropping dead? You know, we're paying out all these insurance claims and this is crazy. What's going on? You know, they can't figure this out. But see, you figured it out, Michael, ahead of time. And obviously, when you did figure it out, I mean, something made you decide. Was it the fact that they really didn't test this thing for like 10 years like they normally do? Or did you find some internal results coming out of Pfizer and Moderna that you disagreed with? What tricked it?
I guess a couple things. I started to look at the technology itself, the whole idea of this mRNA technology and what it was. And I started to see a lot of parallels with similar technologies that I've used throughout my career to engineer cell lines that express certain proteins of interest that we want to study during the drug development process. And I said, you know, why would this be something that you'd want to do in humans at a mass scale without a significant amount of testing? And then I went and started looking into, okay, so what is the history of this technology? Has it been tested before in humans? And sure enough, digging into Moderna and the little bit of testing they had done and what these things were intended to be used for, because obviously they weren't always vaccines. They, you know, the whole vaccine, the definition was changed to fit the mRNA technology. It was originally basically a next generation gene therapy, and the history that where they had been tested previously was pretty dismal. They had pretty poor effects, lots of toxicity, minimal positive effects. And so that was just yet another red flag that said, why is this going to work now? It's been tested minimally. It's a technology that just, I don't know. It just didn't make sense to me that you'd want to put it into a large scale population with such little testing.
Well, and see, the thing is you had to have talked to your coworkers at the plant you were at the lab. You had to talk to them about this, and this rationale was flowing around because it got back to the hierarchy that this discussion was going on, because I know they were talking about this in every aspect of the economy. They were talking about whether or not to go get the jab. Families were being divided over it. People, nurses were losing their job because they were sitting there treating people in hospitals. How much of the mainstream media And see, Fauci, he says, if you attack me, you attack science. And I'm like, you are so full of the proverbial caca, sir. You know, they're going to have a field day with him in Congress. And what's going to get accomplished? Not one damn thing. Mm-hmm. And so the thing is that, you know, you had to have been talking to your coworkers about this. And, you know, what was there blowback as a result of your discussions?
Well, yeah, I mean, the great majority of them, I hate to say it. And again, it was a very small group, but the great majority of them just kind of went right along with it, right in lockstep with, okay, we need to go get this thing so we can just keep going on and working. And they just went and did it. There were, like I said, there were one or two, the same kind of people that I wound up staying in touch with for a little bit that had some clear doubts, but in the end they wound up going along with it as well. But
yeah, they capitulated. The thing is though, you filed a religious exemption and the company rejected it. And so that right there, I think, gave you that enlightenment. And you said, hey, you know what? I'm sorry, but God is greater than this. And I'm not going there. And the company basically cut you. And so the thing is now you, after seeing what you're seeing and all of these things that are happening right now, I mean, Damar Hamlin, the Bills' safety collapses on the field, and now he's spoken out, and he won't say what caused him to have the heart attack, but yet he just got his second Pfizer vaccine. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, seriously? I'm surprised more sports players, I'm surprised we didn't see it during the Super Bowl that people had started dropping dead like flies, because most of the NFL mandated that. And so it's like, you know, I saw the two Jesus commercials, and of course, AOC and everybody else, you can see what's going on. I mean, there's a spiritual battle going on for this thing, but the gene therapy aspect of this, I mean, I know as a scientist, I have a lot of respect for people that actually are standing up and taking notice. And there comes this point in time in your career when it's like, you know, maybe I need to change paths. I mean, what are you doing now to survive?
Yeah, I mean it's been tricky, and it's been quite an interesting journey. I've managed to fortunately connect with a lot of great people along the way, but I'm still trying to kind of figure out what's next, and I'm working on some a project myself to launch, because I kind of decided that I didn't want to go back to that industry after this, and because they mandated this industry wide, they really were not interested in talking to somebody like myself that had declined it and would never consider it. So it basically put me on the outside, and I've had to kind of think about how am I going to move forward now. And so, like I said, it came down to just deciding to attempt to try something myself and put forth a solution. I've been talking for the past year plus since I got fired, you know, sharing the truth about the current state of science and talking about COVID and stuff. And so now I'm kind of trying to think about, well, what kind of solutions would be good, because we need to try to make sure that this doesn't happen again. And so that's kind of what my project is about.
Well, you've said on other shows about why you should never trust the science. And now we actually have some definitive proof about trusting the science and where this is going. What really blows me away, Michael, is that we have 220 million Americans that trusted the science, and it wasn't the science after all. Have you made that conclusion, as Dr. Kerry Mahde has, about the fact that this is an effort to depopulate the United States and the world? Have you come to that conclusion?
Yeah, I mean, I think it seems like, looking at the data, looking at what's going on, all of the coincidences and sudden deaths and things, it's hard to ignore that there is, you know, what's going on and where that's going and what that is going to lead to, right? So yeah, I mean, it definitely seems to be looking that way.
So you have been on various podcasts and broadcasts with various show hosts, much like this show. And what else have you been talking about on this show that is relevant to this conversation?
You know, I guess I've been sharing, you know, just things about science that kind of relate to the drug development process and why it's so bad that these things got pushed through so fast, and why it's abnormal, and, you know, that it should be, that should be something that should be setting off massive red flags for people, that this is not normal. But not only that, is it's going to seemingly set the table to change the process moving forward. Now they're pushing through new versions of these things for different variants, and I'm sure they're going to do the same thing for other viral diseases, and, you know, with minimal testing. And this is just going to snowball, I think, from here, as they really start to ramp up with these mRNA therapeutics.
Well, see, and you just said it right there, mRNA. They're going to put it in everything, flu shots and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you've seen people that are heard stories about people taking the flu shots, and all of a sudden they're dropping dead. It's like there's something going on with this mRNA technology. And see, I believe that if Dr. Robert Malone, who was one of the inventors of this stuff, if he knew what they were going to do and abuse this and put it into gene therapy, into an experimental drug that got emergency use authorization only, and they ballyhooed the mainstream media, is at fault in this, ballyhooing the American people into believing, and other parts of the world for that matter, into believing that this stuff was a miracle cure, and then President Trump goes and pats himself on the back with Operation Warp Speed. I'm just like, sir, I'm sorry. And he refuses to walk it back. He is still taking credit for it. And I'm like, what is going on here? This guy is a businessman, but see, the thing is medical tyranny is all about big pharma taking over. Certainly that has had to cross your mind.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you only need to just look into the massive amount of money that pharma spends every year on everything from advertising and marketing to buying politicians. I mean, they buy everything. They spend billions of dollars a year because, of course, they're billion-dollar trillion-dollar industries, and they just turn around and buy everything they need to control the narrative. And that's, you know, that's what you're what you've seen play out over the last almost 3 years now.
So this the Substack website, is this a paid subscription site?
I do have the paid subscription thing turned on, but I haven't pushed hard on that. You know, I kind of just kind of leaving that to God and hoping that, you know, if people feel compelled, they'll sign up for a paid subscription. I haven't put out, I haven't been putting a ton behind the paywall because I want to, you know, I want this to be able to information to get to people who need it. And if they can't afford it, then I don't want that to be.
Well, I understand that completely. I understand it completely. The thing is that, you know, a lot of our frontline doctors, Paul Witcher and people like that, that have been kicked out, same as yourself. And I know you've been studying what's going on. They're speaking out. Frontline doctors, America's frontline doctors, as a matter of fact, and Dr. Culver have been sued because of something that went down with hydroxychloroquine. And, you know, there's more to this than meets the eye. And I certainly hope they don't cremate the decedent before this thing gets to fruition and they get discovery, because I have a feeling there's a lot more to this than meets the eye. And we're only hearing the tip of the iceberg on it. Do you have a Give, Send, Go account set up?
No, I don't.
GiveSendGo.com. I would seriously suggest, because, see, you're out on your own. You made the stand. You did what Carrie Mahdi did. And she basically told the state of Georgia, here's my medical license, screw you. And so, you know, for somebody to do that, it's like, wait a minute, she was a doctor. She was making all this money and now she can't practice medicine. Oh, no, she's practicing. All right. She's practicing telling the truth and telling people the way things are, like yourself. And you need some sort of resource. I mean, she has set up a full blown website at carriemahdi.com. And, you know, I mean, she's making money off of that. And she, you know, rightfully so. I mean, you have to have a way to survive. You can't just go out there on the full faith of God. I understand it. And people, you know, they want to donate to the cause, especially if you come up with some sort of solution or some sort of truth that they can sink their teeth into. A lot of people don't understand, especially a lot of these 220 million that have already gotten the jab once or maybe twice, and it's like, you know what? I'm not feeling too good. I got the second jab, and all of a sudden now the whole side of my face is swollen up. I mean, all of these things that are happening to people, and of course, when I was living down in Florida, we actually had to bury friends of ours who just got their second Pfizer shot and all of a sudden dropped dead of a heart attack. So, you know, and we're like, oh, the whole family is in denial. And then his wife goes out after burying his ashes and goes and gets J&J. And I'm like, really? You let your family talk you into this? They all got the jab. So you have to get the jab too, mommy, or we can't hang out with you anymore. This is all just, there's no science to any of this, is there?
No, not at all. And it's just, it's heartbreaking to see the divide in families. I have family members that went right along with it, and I tried to convince them. But, you know, people are just so sucked into this, the fear and everything, and the power of science, so to speak, how it's been elevated as kind of this sole source of knowledge, and we must appeal to it for everything, and we must trust it blindly, and people just kind of rolled over on that.
But you're a scientist, for crying out loud, Michael. You're a scientist, for God's sakes. Your own family's coming out of here. Look, I got fired because I didn't take the jab. There must be a logical reason for it. And they all went out and capitulated. Oh, my God. I mean, do they even let you come over for family gatherings?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I still see them. But and they, to the best of my knowledge, they didn't get any boosters or anything. They kind of realized that this was not a good idea. So
any of them get sick?
Thank God, not yet.
Oh, yeah, there's a time and a place, and I have a feeling, you know, see, this is the thing that people don't realize, is that this is a very slow kill switch. And the more that they get exposed to EMFs and the toxicity levels of what's going on in their system, and the fact that what they're being injected with, that's the bioweapon. It's not human. I mean, they were doing this. This is Gates even said this coming out of the Gates. He said, yeah, we can reduce 10 to 15% of the population simply by introducing a vaccine program. Should have been a dead giveaway, but nobody was paying attention. Were you?
Well, not yet. I mean, yeah, I think everybody just kind of was, you know, that got swept under the rug and people just bought onto it. And yeah. Then you see that stuff after the fact and you're like, oh man, wouldn't I have loved to have known this beforehand?
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. Yeah, that's the thing that blows me away. And so, you know, when we're looking at the number of people that we know and the number of families whose lives have been disrupted by all of this stuff, and they actually did focus groups on this in Big Pharma. They realized that, hey, you know, all the powers that be, John Hopkins, all of them knew about it. And they says, hey, all we got to do is just turn family members against each other. And the whole idea was to disrupt the family. If we can just tear apart the family unit, and this is a great way to do it. In fact, 35% was the results that the focus groups were able to achieve in the amount of belief that these things actually could tear apart and disrupt the family unit, which is exactly what they need to control America. You really think that this was their true intention and that still is?
To control America?
You know, get World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Noel Yuval Harari. I mean, all these people are going, via going to change you. I mean, they come running at the gate. They're in your face about it. I mean, you have to be aware of that, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this whole COVID thing almost sniffs as a test for something else that's coming down the line. Like they
like what?
Wanted to see how people would react to it and see if they could maneuver people in the way that they thought they could. And clearly it seems like they did. And, you know, now they're going to continue to push more down the line.
Now, have you gotten into detail as far as the study of lipid nanoparticles and what might be in them? Because we've had some callers that have called the show and said that they think that, you know, at a certain point in time, if they hit a kill switch and there's certain 5G or 6G elements here that melt that lipid nanoparticle, that Marburg virus would get released. Have you heard anything crazy like that?
No. I
don't know. You know, we don't know because we haven't seen the results yet. But when all of a sudden you start seeing people at a certain point in time start bleeding out of every orifice, which is a definite symptom of Marburg, it's just like, okay, something weird's going on here and nobody's paying attention. Do you think America is still asleep?
Oh, absolutely. And I think these things are just so toxic. I think people are just, their bodies are just detoxing these things in crazy ways. And you're just seeing them, you're seeing the effects of that as the body's like, you know, how do I get rid of this? But they're so new and foreign and toxic that it's pushing it out in a lot of crazy ways. And the lipid nanoparticles, one thing I did through some research find out was that they get deposited into various organs like the liver and the kidneys and even some in the reproductive organs, and they don't get metabolized or broke down. So they just kind of stay there, and then they create a lot of inflammation and other things, which obviously leads to a lot of downstream problems.
Yeah, that's the bigger issue here, because now they want to make the CDC has put it on their vaccination schedule. Mm-hmm. And this is probably the scariest thing. When you heard that news, what did you think?
Oh, that really kind of angered me, because I have young kids and I was just like, there's no chance. And so I think that's the interesting thing about that is it sounds like by putting that onto the schedule, it's actually gotten a lot of people to look at the whole schedule itself and say, okay, if this thing's on there and they're pushing this and my kids don't need this, and so, you know, then what about all the other ones? And what is pharma really trying to do with all this? This is crazy. Do we, you know, what do we need? What are we doing to our kids? Right.
Well, you see medical tyranny right in your face, and now they got school system enforcing it. And see, it's a state by state thing, even though the CDC says what it says. You know that all the blue states, and I hate to go there with this, all the blue states are going to be pushing it. They don't understand, you know, when these kids start dropping dead from these shots, and it will happen because kids have been dying in their sleep forever and a day. Just lost another 9-year-old at Children's Hospital in Ohio. I mean, you know, we're hearing about it, but nobody's paying attention until that actually happens to them. And they're NIMBYs, is what we call, not in my backyard, until it's in their face, and then it's too late. So any words of warning to these parents out there?
I mean, I think if they need to wake up now, before, like you said, before it's too late. I mean, it's literally just a matter of time. And with it seems like with younger people who are – there's something about – how active you are, right? We're seeing a lot of young athletes, a lot of younger people that are very, very active. And I think it's whatever's going on, it's working faster in them, and you know, older people that are more sedentary, it seems to be there's a kind of a slower time course in terms of how this is all coming about and the effects and potentially death. So especially with younger kids, I mean, people need to start becoming, if they're not already, becoming aware of what's going on with this, because you're going to have to act and act quickly and really stick to it to protect your kids.
Now, have you given up totally on Big Pharma altogether? You think that there are more worthwhile things, you know, because I noticed about in my show notes about you being motivated and passionate about delivering better drugs to the clinic. Most of the people that listen to the show, Mike, are they're naturopathic. They want to take the vitamins and natural vitamins and supplements and stuff that help their systems and stay healthy, rather than they don't trust Big Pharma anymore. Word of wisdom here?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty much completely done with Big Pharma. After spending the time that I did developing drugs and seeing just how toxic they are, I mean, health is, we're not going to come by true health by pharma drugs, by poison. You know, you can't poison yourself to health, so to speak. There is certainly utility for some of them in, especially in emergency situations or critical life-threatening situations. But by and large, I think there's definitely a better way to achieve and maintain health for sure.
And so that's the thing that, you know, your forte, even though you have this, do you see yourself ever being plugged back into the scientific community again?
Not in the community like that I was in, not in far, you know, the pharma biotech industry, developing pharmaceutical medicines or anything like that. I mean, I'm quite frankly, I'm not even sure anywhere in the current scientific mainstream scientific system that I would, you know, that I would really fit, because I mean, I just question too much. Most scientists just go along with and trust the science. So I was a thorn in their side, even on the inside. I think I drove a lot of people crazy because I constantly question things, but
no, but see, that's what science is supposed to be about, is questioning
exactly.
Everything, isn't it?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Look what they did with Boston University. Now they say, oh, we've got one that can literally 80% effective in killing mice. And I'm like, and they want to put the stuff in humans, and the FDA is investigating. I'm thinking, maybe they're going to create a new drug with what they discovered at Boston University. Do you think that might be something that is on the table out there? They're not telling us about.
Oh, well, they absolutely create a lot of crazy things in the lab in an effort to try to develop new drugs. A lot of attempts to create these kinds of synthetic virus-like particle things and different things that, you know, are not really representative at all of what may or may not exist in nature. But it's always easier if you can try to create something in the lab and then use that to study it. But, you know, it's really all about, again, like you said, just trying to figure out how do we design the next drug or the next vaccine.
Yeah, I know. It's terrible. It's all about the money. Well, Mike Donio, thank you so much for being on the show. We appreciate it. Good luck with you. Stillinthestorm.substack.com. Set up a Give, Said, Go account. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us.
Only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars, and when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joy Schmiley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Two minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time on Wednesday, February 15th, 2023. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. Thank you so much for joining us, welcoming WKDW-FM in Northport, Florida to the show. And of course, for those of you tuning in the first time that are hearing the show, you're like, wait a minute, what happened to the jazz music? Well, you got basically now news and information. Something that's very important to community radio and people in Southwest Florida that listen. And of course, you are all welcome to call. The lines are open, 844-769-2944. We have been talking throughout the week about ways to become less dependent on government, more dependent on yourself. And I mentioned earlier in the show about egg prices being 70% more expensive than they were a year ago, and they're still going up. In January, egg prices went up 8.5% compared to the month before, which is why I have chickens. I have not had to, because I got laying hens, I have not had to buy a dozen eggs now. In fact, I've got 3 dozen eggs sitting in my kitchen. And did you know that you actually, if you don't wash the eggs, and this is something that many of you may not know that are thinking about raising chickens in your backyard, which some locales in Florida, for those of you listening on KDWRadio.com, understand that you can keep eggs for a week or two in containers, in egg cartons, on the shelf without putting them in the refrigerator. Once you've washed them, then it starts to deteriorate the shell, and then you have to put them in the fridge. So when they're in the fridge, then you got about a week to 10 days to eat them. That's when they're, you know, naturally. I'm telling you something else. Nothing like farm fresh eggs. We make quiches and all sorts of stuff with it. So, and, you know, it's an incentive. And not only that, but things that we're discovering is if you have animals, they love eggs. It's good protein for them. So, you know, my German Shepherd loves eggs. Yeah, we feed her too. You know, she's part of the diet. It helps her, gets her used to it, because what happens if all of a sudden the dog food runs out or you have no access to it? You're going to have to feed him something. Our dog even just amazed me last night. She even ate green beans, believe it or not. So veggies, are they good for him? Yeah, you bet they are. And see, this is the thing about eating healthy. Global sandwich chain Subway says it's exploring a possible sale of the business after almost six decades of family ownership. It's been growing rapidly for years, but now because of soaring costs and increased competition, I mean, literally, they're talking about a sale of the company could value it at more than $10 billion, according to Wall Street Journal, who first reported the story. And, of course, investment banking giant J.P. Morgan is advising Subway on the potential sale. Yeah, what are they going to do with it? $10 billion, really? And they got J.P. Morgan? What, how much they're going to make off of this? And in business news, believe it or not, there's a labor shortage at the White House. Let's give them a hand. They can't find qualified applicants. I mean, hey, look at what you got going on in the Department of Energy and Department of Transportation. You call those qualified applicants? These people are in dreamland. And the DOJ, what a joke. Now they've weaponized everything. Let's talk about science and tech for a bit. Ford, I brought this up in the first hour of the show. Ford is doing something really nefarious here, folks. It makes you not want to buy a Ford and trade in the Ford you got on something else, right? Oh, I'm going to get a lice burner. Yep, Ford and Chinese firm plan a $3.5 billion electric vehicle battery plant in Michigan. That's right. Ford Motor Company and China's contemporary Amperex Technology Company, or CATL, are planning a $3.5 billion electric vehicle battery plant in Marshall, Michigan. Wow. This is problems. But see, in the meantime, Ford has announced an unspecified potential battery issue that has led the company to stop producing and shipping its electric F-150 truck model. Yeah, y'all want to go out and buy it? Yeah, man, I'll tell you what. This wood gasifier thing that everybody's been calling up the show about, we appreciate the input. I'm going to investigate this. Wood gasifiers, and people are running their truck with it. These electric vehicles, I'm sorry, people have gone out and they had to replace a battery. Batteries have been catching fire. Those of you in Florida that survived Hurricane Ian, even the golf carts are bursting into flames. Why? Because the batteries, when salt water gets on them, creates a chemical reaction and starts a fire. And Teslas are burning up. I mean, folks, the technology, we are about 30 years behind. And China is not helping. China is getting all of our technology through what's going on in D.C. They own the Biden family, folks. I mean, if you haven't come to that realization now, think about what's going on and why we allowed that balloon to go all the way across the country before we did something about it. This is just insanity. I'm sorry. It's, you know, if you got a different opinion, call me up and change my mind. We have a first time caller on the phone, David in Wyoming. Thanks so much for being on the show. How are you?
Yes, I purchased a certain book of yours. It was called Clouded Titles.
Yes, was it the May Day edition?
Yes.
Okay, and?
I bought a house like back in 2005-06 in Colorado. And
okay.
I sold it some 15 years later. In the meantime, it had been through Countrywide, Bank of America. It was the next person who owned it. They couldn't even keep my statements straight. So I refinanced through U.S. Bank. Now, U.S. Bank said that they owned the loan. They serviced it, and they owned it for the whole time of 15 years, and I was happy with that. Well, the next house I bought, I've owned it about 2 years, and they sold it to – they still service it, but they sold the loan to Fannie Mae. And who knows where it's gone now, I suppose.
Oh, I know where it's gone. I know where it's gone.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a little tip. And I put this in the book so people know. It went to Fannie Mae. But see, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, and this is a problem I'm having. I've got people calling me ever since I was on Alex Jones But people who have actually ordered the book Clouded Titles, like yourself, and have actually read it and understand what's going on, publication 938 at irs.gov, if you look in there, even the latest at irs.gov, and publication 938, the most recent ones, and of course, those of you who have loans, all the way up to, and I've got all of those, you can email me at support@thepowerhour.com. And I will actually send you the publication 938 in PDF format if you give me an email address so that you can actually look and see how many Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, Ginnie Mae, or Sally Mae student loans are securitized, folks. Car loans, credit cards, they've securitized the weather. The thing is that people are betting on these things. And the banks that basically, when Fannie Mae, I'm seeing a lot of what we see on the bottom of these assignments. If you go to your land records, David, you go to the land records and you pull all your assignments up, because that has a lot of information at the bottom of the assignment, especially if you're not paying your mortgage, which I'm sure you are. But if you're not paying your mortgage, I've seen some of these assignments that say NPL, and it's something totally different. U.S. Bank is now a trustee for 2016-CTT, and when you try to run, it's an ARMAC trust, which is basically Renaissance Mortgage Acceptance Corporation, if you look them up. But the thing is that RMAC, REMAC, if you put ARMAC trust 2016-CTT, it doesn't come up on SEC.gov. And it's like, wait a minute, what is this? And then you look at the assignment, and it says NPL1 or NPL4, that's non-performing loan. In other words, Fannie Mae, if it says Fannie Mae NPL, they sold it. Now, Fannie Mae is an administrator. They administer a trust, REMIX. And you can see the REMIX that Fannie, Freddie, Ginnie, Sally, all of them are on publication 938. Now, you know, for your question as to where this went, I certainly would do a QWR, qualified written request under RESPA Section 6 to the servicer. Whoever you're making your monthly mortgage payments.
I can't write fast enough.
That's all right. You know, you can always email us too at support@thepowerhour.com.
Qualified
written request, a QWR is what it's called. And you actually, I'm going to extrapolate here a little bit so that you can write this down. Those of you who want to find out where the status of your loan is, this is called a qualified written request, and it's mandated by government law under RESPA, the Real Estate Settlement Procedures Act, RESPA, R-E-S-P-A, Section 6. And there's an actual detail QWR, and if you go to the National Consumer Law Center at nclc.com, they have samples of QWRs, or you can even just go to DuckDuckGo or Google or wherever you do your search engines and type up sample QWR form, and it will come up. Now, here's the kicker. You got to send it to the servicer's QWR address, because they have a special address for that. And if you can't, if it doesn't say it on your monthly mortgage statements, you got to call them up and say, what's your QWR address? I want to send a QWR. Now, is that going to raise a red flag? It might. They might ask you why you want the QWR address. Well, because I need some information. And then you can engage in a friendly conversation with them, especially if you've been paying your mortgage payments on a regular basis and there hasn't been an issue with escrows and stuff like that, like with Ocwen when they were servicing loans. I mean, they went everywhere. They were mismanaging, and this is one of the reasons why they went out and sold $600 million worth of securities to shore up their accounts before PHH Mortgage Corporation in New Jersey bought them. So, you know, we're keeping tabs on this stuff. It's a constant. And the reason we do it is because I'm involved in litigation all the time. And I've got attorneys all over the country calling me up, asking me questions about all the research that we've done, which is one of the reasons why I've got attorneys buying the book as well as yourself. But I would literally
now, this
ask
morning, you are talking only as a investigative reporter, correct?
That's right. I'm not an attorney. I'm a paralegal. And I do actually draft pleadings for attorneys. Now, I can't give legal advice on the show, but I'm telling you what I would do and what most consumers would do if they were interested in finding out where their loan actually was parked. And if it says that, you know, if you go to Fannie Mae lookup, if you type in the Google search engine, Fannie Mae loan lookup, It'll take you to a website called knowyouroptions.com. And knowyouroptions.com, you type in your address and your Social Security last four digits and all that good stuff, and I'm authorized. You check the box, and it tells you whether or not Fannie Mae owns your loan. The same thing with Freddie Mac. Now, the thing is that both of these entities are still in conservatorship under the FHFA, the Federal Housing Finance Agency, which means that if there is ever a situation involving these loans and the people who have non-performing loans out there that haven't been paying their mortgage for years, you may find that your loan is being sold into a what they call is a trust pool managed by U.S. Bank, not in its individual capacity, but as trustee for the ARMAC 2016-CTT trust, which you can't find it. It doesn't exist. I can't find it anywhere in SECinfo.com or SEC.gov. I can't find it anywhere, which means that it's a debt pool. And they bought the stuff from Fannie Mae, so you're going to have to contact the FHFA through a Freedom of Information Act request, since it is federal, and you're going to have to ask them which Fannie Mae REMIC trust your loan was in and what did they do with it. It is possible, believe it or not, Americans, it is possible that Fannie Mae had their loan, your loan, paid off, and their servicer is still collecting payments. Then you got to find out, where are my payments going to when I make the payments to you? If it's in a non-performing loan debt pool because I haven't paid my mortgage payment, did the thought ever possibly occur to most Americans that insurance might have paid your loan off on day 91, the credit default swaps? I mean, they could take a $500,000 loan and turn it into $7 million through the securitization process. Thank you, MERS, for screwing America's chains of title. And they're going, we didn't have anything to do with that. I've had MERS try to throw me out of court, for crying out loud.
Question for you, sir.
Yeah, go ahead.
When I, people have a party when they burn the mortgage.
Yeah.
If I were to pay off like I did the former house in Colorado, if it was paid off in order to get the proceeds, the equity to move. When this is paid off in full, is my title clear at that point?
I'll tell you what, here again, if the title companies are in on this, David, if you sell your house, the title company is going to go, MERS, no problem. Yeah, everything doesn't matter. And they'll clear it. What I did on my properties before I sold them is I filed a quiet title action and I actually cleared title to the property before I sold it. That way I had a clear conscience that there wasn't anybody that was going to come after me out of the past to beat me up in court over litigation saying that you sold me a piece of garbage. And so, I have a book out called The Quiet Title War Manual.
I did not know this at the time, yeah, or maybe my conscience would have been pricked and I would have done that.
Well, seeing a lot of people, it's like most of the things that happen in America with the jab and everything else we've been talking about on the show. It's that, when people look at the stuff and they look at the situation they're in, it's like, my God, what have I done? And who am I paying? And when I pay this off, who's getting paid? I mean, seriously, in the mortgage business, we have discovered that there are people and entities that have gotten paid that did not deserve to get paid. And that somebody, when a foreclosure occurs, it's generally the servicer that's doing the foreclosing. They're the ones that are stealing the money. The REMIC already closed, that the loan was in. The trust is already closed. They're only allowed to stay open for a year. That's according to Internal Revenue Code at 860D at Sequium. And, I know I'm talking over a lot of people's heads right now, but understand something. I have studied this stuff.
Over mine, for sure.
I've studied this stuff for years and years and years. I have people that have taken that Clouded Titles Mayday edition and they tabbed it, labeled it, highlighted it, turned it into a Bible of real estate. And I mean, it's like, look, it's research. It's not legal consequence.
I'm only on page 55. I've gotten to page 55 is all.
Yeah, well,
and I have some concerns.
I bet you do. It's a deep read, isn't it?
Yes, it is. If I go down to the courthouse, if I go to the recorders, assessors, wherever they keep land records, and right, I ask to see things, what do you think I might see?
Well, first, the first thing I would do in research, because that is what you're doing, paralegal level research. I have included in the book, Clouded Titles, there is a CODA. It talks about the chain of title assessment. Take the book with you, and inside the book, there is a checklist for the CODA. And what you're going to do is you're going to ask the deputy clerk or recorder there to help you locate all the documents that could potentially be on that checklist that I put in the book. And then you're going to take those and you're going to look for your assignments. You're going to look for any breaks in the chain of title. And of course, I can analyze these things just by looking at PDF copies of them. In literally 10 minutes, I can look at somebody's file and go, okay, here's where all the problems are. Suspect issues and all that other stuff just by looking at it. And this is what I do for attorneys. So, you know, they will call they me because they don't have time.
Will they give me a copy of this?
Yeah, you'll have to buy it.
It's a public record.
Yeah, it is. But you'll have to buy a copy of it if you want to print it out, because that's how they make their money. Now, if they're online and you can actually download a PDF for free, do that instead. And I would call the recorder's office and find out if they are online. You can even type in whatever county you're in Wyoming and in the court record and see if they are online. If not, because a lot of these are smaller counties, or they're less, you know, they're more primitive than the counties and metro areas. Like in Florida, all 67 counties are online there. And literally, I can go in any county in Florida and research title on anything. So, you know, some states are like that.
Next question.
Yeah.
You see all these talk show personalities, the prominent ones, who are selling a product called Home Title Lock.
Yeah, I see it. And again, if you get a copy of all of that stuff, and I've had people ask me, how can I protect my title? The thing is that they're basically looking for people who are filing deeds in the land records and they're getting triggers. You can actually go online to most county recorder's offices and file a document that alerts when somebody has filed something against your land record specifically. You'll get notified of it. I know Williamson County, Texas did that after we conducted an audit of their land records. And the same thing with Osceola County and several counties in Florida. There are actually places where the county recorder will get an alert where if somebody files something affecting your chain of title, you automatically get an email saying, hey, there's an issue here and you can go investigate it. So whether or not, you know, there's an insurance policy tied to protect you in case somebody sneaks one in on you, it's something to investigate. I can't wholeheartedly endorse stuff like that because I'm not familiar with them. I know that they're out there and it's something you can look into. So that's pretty much my take on it. And I've got another caller holding. And so, you know, please call back. I'd like to continue our conversation. Let me know what you find out. Have any calls? You can, any questions further, email me at support@thepowerhour.com. Lewis in North Carolina, how are you, sir? Got a minute left or two?
Good morning, Dave. I just wanted to make our family and you aware of there's going to be a rally on Sunday. Typically, I'm not really for rallies because I don't think that they're very effective. But in this case, it's a coalition between the People's Party and the Libertarian Party. Typically, these two parties don't have much in common. But,
but they're trying to
get us to... Yes, exactly. The website for the information is rageagainstwar.com, and I'll send you the information to your email, but it's on February 19th, which is Sunday, 12:30 p.m. at the Washington Monument. So anybody would like to support this effort, they can get the information from rageagainstwar.com.
All right, sounds good. I appreciate the heads up on that. See, because there's people, you know, contacting the show wanting to know why more patriots aren't getting together and rallying for things. And it's because a lot of them, basically, after they've been locked down and programmed, now they're in fear. They don't want to come out. Now you're saying that basically this is going to be at the Washington Monument. Thank God it's not going to be at the nation's capital, because God only knows how many FBI and DOJ would be there taking down license plate numbers. So I'm glad you guys are doing something about it.
Well, I think they figured out that once they were entrapped that on January 6th, I don't think they would repeat that error. But what we have to realize is that we have to find that we have common interests with people typically we wouldn't be aligned with, and we need to focus on those issues rather than what divides us, because that's the technique that's working right now. We need to put a stop to that.
It is. Thank you, Lewis. I appreciate that so much. All right, make a note of that, folks. RageAgainstWar.com, February 19th at the Washington Monument. Thank you, sir, for that. God bless you for that. I'm glad you guys are getting together. Finally getting together. Isn't it wonderful to know that people are finally getting... Remember that song from the 60s? Yeah, we're out of time for today, folks. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. We will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, God bless you, and God bless the United States of America, what's left of it. See you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to thepowermall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.